tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woo-hoo! We have missed y'all!
Oh my goodness.
We are back. Season 4, Episode 6, called Alabama Boys, and we are going to talk some Heart of Dixie with you guys tonight. Tune in to the conversation with us. We want to hear from you. We love your comments. You can hashtag ABTVHOD to stay in the conversation. And make sure to subscribe to our AfterBuzz TV YouTube page. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. Get all the good stuff. So, here we are, co-hosting tonight. My lovely co-host here, introduce yourself.
Yes, I am Tara Johnson. You can find me on Twitter at TJ Wagging Her Tail. And I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're so excited. We love talking about Bluebell. And I'm your host, Whitney Lane. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Southern_Wit. So, let's dig right into this amazing episode.
I have to say, off the top, even though the episode was entitled Alabama Boys, mm-hmm. I think it should have been entitled Green with Envy, because there was jealousy just flying all over the place in this episode.
I like
episode,
it.
Right?
But we also have to start with the gender reveal, because that is the biggest thing that happened. I mean, it was the most exciting part of this episode for sure, because it was so just random, right?
So random, but I love the fact that they find out it's a little boy.
And then they almost have a heart attack, and they're like, how are we going to do this?
But I think it's so cute, because their drama is over, that you kind of give them the sweet spot in the episode, where they're like, how are we going to do this, and I got to learn how to raise an Alabama boy, and...
And I mean, that's gotta be such a stark difference from growing up in New York and knowing what New York boys are like. Like she said, I could take them to Central Park and play soccer and I could do this, but hunting, fishing, craziness in the South, like boys get crazy in the South.
The boys get crazy, but there ain't no boys better than the ones from the South. Just had to put it out there.
True that. True that. You're talking to two Southern girls
there
tonight, so that's about all, as far as we're gonna go with that.
Right.
Yeah, but super cute, and I think it's kind of funny, because at first, you know, Wade's like, yeah, so excited we're building his room, and LaVon's in there, and they're cut-off tees, you know, so excited about it.
Hottie alert.
They both look great.
Great hottie alert. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And then Zoe's like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah.
And I have to comment on her outfit, because it's super cute maternity wear. That was a really gorgeous dress.
Even her combat boots and short ensemble when she was trying to get the guys to, mm-hmm. you know, totally help her become an Alabama mom for Alabama boy.
Yeah.
So cute. She's adorbs.
She's literally the cutest.
Yeah, she's the cutest.
Oh, but I loved it, because then the tables turned and Wade got a little scared himself.
Who was this Chet dude?
So let's talk about Chet. Because, surprise, we have another character back. Magnolia Breland's back in town.
I knew it was coming.
And she always brings that spice with her, that little, like, young daughter who gets whatever she wants.
Daddy, I need $200 pronto for, you know, girl things. I love Magnolia when she comes back to town.
The baby of the family.
There you
go. Gets away with everything.
Everything.
And as the older sister myself, very annoying, I must say.
I'm the baby, so... Sounds good to
me. So you know what it's like.
Magnolia sounds good to me.
Oh, goodness. I love that she's back, though, because, you know, we don't get to see her that often. She's been at boarding school and been living with her grandma, mm-hmm. and so it's good to kind of to get that back in the family, the Breland family, because they're all very strong personalities.
Oh.
So it's kind of fun to watch them together.
I thought they were going to bring her back when Shelby was on, which I hope that happens in the season, because you want to see fireworks. That's when the fireworks are going to take off, when Magnolia and Shelby go head to head.
I know. And then Lemon may be the one to just calm it down, because now her and Shelby are getting along, which is great.
Which is going to be surprising. We'll see what happens.
Okay, so let's talk about Magnolia and just the Breland family in general, because it got a little bit crazy this episode.
That was so crazy.
So Magnolia brings Chet.
Well, you know, I mean,
a rodeo.
Something.
Cowboy.
Was he a rodeo clown or rodeo
cowboy?
No,
he's like a cowboy. He was showing us how to ride the bull, if you recall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember his, I'm 17, I look like this. Do you remember that comment? I was like, whoa.
But literally, that was Wade Kinsella looking in a mirror, and that's why he freaked out over having an Alabama boy.
Yeah, and that's him at 17. I believe that was Wade like 2 seasons ago, maybe.
It was,
you know what I
but
mean?
It's like, that's got to be scary, because then he's saying, well, we got Crazy Earl as a granddad.
Mm-hmm.
You got me, who's just grown up. and this is what boys are acting like right now.
And your dad, who's absentee, don't take it personally. You know, she didn't take it personally. So you're right. Who are the role models?
I mean,
but Crazy Earl isn't so crazy anymore.
No.
Now he's in Love Earl.
It's really cute.
And I really wish, like, when she went around asking everybody about advice, one, I really wish she would have asked Wade, but that's, you know, beside the point. I want her to go to Crazy Earl.
For what? Asking for advice, like, for what?
To help about understanding how to raise an Alabama boy. I want her to go talk to Earl. I'm waiting for them to have, like, that heart-to-heart kind of, you know.
He loves her. He's shown it a lot.
He loves her.
But I was wanting Chet smacked in the face.
Oh, gosh.
Even Wade was, like, getting all riled up over it.
They should have hit him with that baseball bat. I want her to hit him.
Golly. So, yeah, Lemon, at least, she'll talk to her little sister, like, are you crazy? What are you bringing home? You got to get him out. I had Wade talk to him. So then Magnolia storms down there, and I like it, because she steps. She's like, he's a waste of space. No need for him in my life.
Yeah. What did she tell him? You're going to need something and not something. Basically, she'll hit him with something out of the head and hit him where it hurts.
Yeah, and she was ready for that.
Oh, totally.
She's got that sass, that southern sass.
I love
sass.
It. Yeah, don't play with that southern sass, girl.
Don't mess with that. Don't mess with it. So that was kind of a fun little storyline.
That was.
On the other hand, I think they're in for a rude awakening because, you know, here's Zoe all freaked out about having a boy and talking to Brick about how she's going to raise an Alabama boy. And he leaves because here comes this little hurt girl, right?
No big deal. Nothing.
From T-ball or whatever.
Nothing uncommon for having, like, the town doctor. No big deal.
Right. So Brick leaves, and she takes care of the little boy girl. Gender stereotypes. Remember?
I
that was so
her.
Cute.
She was so cute.
She was precious.
So cute.
Until we find out who her mama is.
Which was crazy.
That was very unexpected, and I kind of loved it.
I love the fact that, I mean, I could tell the woman was acting really strange, and so I honestly thought, because, you know, Brick is supposed to be with Shelby now, mm-hmm. whatever, but it's kind of iffy, you know.
Oh,
you,
now it will be. I didn't even think about the repercussions
right.
of this.
But I thought it was going to be maybe a woman Brick had slept with or mm-hmm. something, you know, but I had no idea it was going to be that deep.
When I saw his face, I knew it. But, I mean, here she was. I mean, and you could kind of tell. I was like, there's a reason she wants to get out of this doctor's office.
Yeah.
So there's something there. And then as they're leaving and Brick walks in, I mean, you just saw it in his face, like, drained out of his face. Like, the color drained.
Something. I knew it was something. I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't expecting that.
I was, because here we are back with Lemon and LaVon, this whole stuff coming back up, and all the past stuff, kind of like getting closure
on everything.
Hopefully that doesn't mean this is the end of the show, but they're framing it in a way that, I don't know. We're at least going to get closure with season 4.
Right.
And then here comes Lemon and Magnolia's mom, who left them as little kids.
She left them as little kids, but then to realize, I think it's one thing if she would just walked in. Let's say she walked in just a patient herself who's, you know, hurt. I think that's one thing. But for her to walk in holding the hand or comforting her little girl.
Well, she didn't want to be there in the first place, though. She would have avoided for how many more years if her daughter didn't end up getting hurt and going to Brick's practice.
But I think it makes it sting even more, because to say you left me and my two daughters, but now you have this other life and you're raising daughters, like, that has to be incredibly painful.
It's literally a blow to the face or a punch in the gut, and that's what he felt. The thing about it is, I want to know why, because I don't think just seeing her as a mother without knowing who she was at first, she was a good mom. She seemed like a very kind human being.
Absolutely.
So there has to be a reason that this happened, and I think that's why she's coming back around.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
You see the emotion in her eyes.
Oh, my gosh. You could see she was just as affected for her, like, walking in the room. You could tell she was uncomfortable even being in Brick's office for 5 seconds, and she was like, let's just get out of here, you know. And her little girl was like, no. So she did. She's like, she was a doting mother who knew her child and was in, you know, in contact with her child, you know, understood who her child was, seemed to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out she was Alice, who left two little girls and who hasn't seen them in 15 years. I can't believe Brick even stood. Like, I think I would have fainted.
Oh, and then it's so interesting, which I love this part, because we've seen so many people have their attentions and things, and you see how Zoe has such loyalty for Brick
now. Oh, absolutely.
Now, which I love, because
absolutely.
They still have that little cute, almost father-daughter-like like relationship, but still it's professional in terms of their doctors, and he's kind of her mentor.
I think so. I think he's kind of the father figure role model that everyone's talking about.
Which I think that'll maybe be it for her baby, but in the end, she does have that loyalty, because Alice comes back, and she's asking, and then this is where you see the emotion, because she's crying, she hands the card, she says, just tell him I stopped by, I wanted to explain myself. It's like, okay, that, I don't know, it was what almost got me was like, wow, Brick was so quick to actually jump to it. I don't know how I would feel after 15 years.
15 years.
I mean, I don't judge him either way, but it's like, at some point I think I'd be like, I need to go over this in my head. Like, why should I talk to her 15 years? She left me. And then at the other hand, it's like, but I want that closure. I need to hear it. He jumped to it.
But he can't. The thing of it is that he can't stop. Just like, I'm sure, what happened 15 years ago when she went away. He has two little girls. Like, sometimes, I guess, as a parent, you don't have that time to stop and even think about yourself and how you feel. Like, when he ran into her, he, like, instantly went home to have dinner with his daughters.
And hug them. And they're like, are you dying, Dad?
That was the plan, right? And then she calls. So he wants, I think he wants closure for himself, but even when he said to Zoe, I was the person that you could leave 15 years ago, but not those girls. So no. Even him jumping to it and talking to her so quickly, I think he did it more for them.
Definitely.
Than him, even for himself.
But man, it's just opening a can of worms.
You have no
this whole,
idea.
Like, this whole storyline is just so, it almost puts you on the edge of your seat, like worried about when someone's going to see it or what's going to happen and how they're going to feel.
Look at, did you see Lemon's face?
And inevitably.
Right? When, at the end of the episode.
Well, let's talk about why she.
Oh, was on her way.
Yeah, because honestly, she was so happy. So for something like this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we got to talk about that. The big overarching storyline then is the state football game, right?
The state champion football game.
It's Alabama football, so you know it's important.
Oh, please.
And so here we go. Fillmore and Bluebell are going to have to team up. And Mayor Ganey is just not having it. He's not fun to work with. He's no nice guy.
Oh, you know what? He used to be Bubba on In the Heat of the Night.
I
loved him so much more on, oh, Bubba. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh, Bubba. Just stop
it. I find it so funny that, you know, the whole town, they're like, we've got to get Mayor Hayes out there. Lemon, you're the one that's got to talk to
of
him
course.
Because you can convince. She is the town, like, convincer.
Well, either that or the town pushy person. Like
negotiator.
Yeah, it's like, you can't even get rid of Lemon. Like,
can't say no.
You get on, she gets on something, she's not going to let it go. So you might as well say yes so you can move on.
So, funny enough, the way that they're going to end up getting over there is courtesy of Annabeth getting an invite from Mayor Ganey's wife to her birthday party.
Yeah, but do you remember when Lemon went to see LaVon and she went strictly for business, you know, laid out her proposal, and he just laid it out. He was like, if you won't have me, I'm going to find someone else who will. And her response, I was like, what did she just say? Like, I think it threw me. Of course it threw him. But she was like, good for you. I was like, whoa.
Well, because she did say, I have been selfish a lot of my life. And it's Annabeth's turn to, like, see me as a friend and not be selfish. I mean, I think she's trying to do the politically correct thing. The friend, the correct thing you would do for your friend. She doesn't feel that way. Obviously,
right.
We know it. But,
right.
I mean, props to her for trying until she got permission, I guess.
But that was a pretty strong statement, though. Like, that was a pretty strong statement. When he was just like, look, I can't wait forever.
But then when he said he was kind of shocked, it's like, he's still going to be waiting.
Well, he ain't got nobody else to go
That's
to.
That's what I'm saying.
Bluebell.
She can't be that worried right now. Give it 2 months and she's still playing hardball.
Right.
That would have been a different story.
It's like, it's Bluebell. Where is he going to go? But he went to AB.
And the games began.
There we go.
Because the way that they get to the party is they pretend they're boyfriend and girlfriend. They're dressed up. Lemon sees them like, what in the world? Why are you all going on a date? And AB's like, not your business.
I didn't realize how, I'm not going to say, I knew she was upset from the last episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess for her to remain that angry, and I didn't even think about it because, you know, they showed several scenes with AB and Cricket. And I never thought it was kind of AB and Cricket to the exclusion of Lemon. I just thought it was, you know, it's AB and Cricket. They meet all the time at the
right.
Butter Stick or whatever. But then when she ran into Lemon and gave her that response, I was like, oh, AB's not playing.
The thing with her, I think it's more that she's hurt. And I think she's finally standing up for herself because Lemon has walked all over everybody. So why is it okay for her to do it again?
Yeah.
I agree with her.
Oh, I totally
I think the way that she's handling it is like, it's none of your business. And they'll come around because that's what friends do.
Yeah.
But it's like, give her some space. You did it wrong. She's your best friend and you treated her wrong.
You definitely treated her wrong. And it's also a thing of, I'm not telling you because I want you to go home and think about it all night. Like, I just want your mind to run.
Mm-hmm.
As Lemon's mind will
do.
What are they doing? Why are they back? Why are they going to this party? What's going to happen at the party? Like, I'm surprised. We saw that George and Tansy, like, broke into the, crashed the party.
Right.
I'm surprised Lemon didn't do some kooky thing to crash the party, too. Because, you know, back in the day, that totally would have been what she would have done.
She certainly hates the rejection.
She does.
Well, speaking of George and Tansy, because the games again, here
we go. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Tansy, you much better off with this Scooter McGreevy, okay? Without him, no need for it.
Who wants to be with somebody named Scooter McGreevy?
It's bad.
He is a toolbox. Like,
it's bad.
He is so horrible. And she also says, but I love him.
And you know what? There you go, though. You can't deny love. But in the end, did she really? Because she was real easy to smash cake in his face.
Oh, she definitely. And I thought their relationship was a lot deeper for the fact that he took her to dinner. She thinks he's going to propose and he breaks up.
I know.
Scooter. Who wants a Scooter McGreevy?
I cannot.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, there's somebody else who will date him? Stop joking.
I kind of like George and Tansy, like, being friends. But as Annabeth said, he's a serial monogamist when it comes to that. He'll go from one to the other, and she thinks he'll go right back to Tansy. So coming to a party, she would assume, oh, look what he's doing. He's playing a game with me.
I mean, we've seen it over the entire season. George has dated everybody in town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where he is right now.
Except for Annabeth, the one he actually wants to date. And asked on a date. And she was surprised herself when she said no.
I definitely think it was fear that she rejected him. But I also think she got in her own head and she was saying the same things we're saying now. George has dated everybody.
Oh, right.
He could like me today. He could be head over heels for me tomorrow. And then he can do what he did to Lemon. They were together for however many years.
Right.
And then at the altar, he was like, no, thank you, the last minute.
You know, Cricket was also kind of pushing that.
Of course.
And then you've got Tansy being like, oh, George Tucker, you like Annabeth? You should. She's so wonderful. So he's like even more excited, where you've got Annabeth second guessing everything as girls would.
Right.
So of course it wasn't going to work out at first, and he was a little confused. But man, he was a little jealous too when it was LaVon and Annabeth.
A little. But what I don't understand is when they were trying to concoct this whole scheme about going to AB and asking her. And so LaVon's like, I have to. This is my job as mayor. But, you know, I forget he's mayor sometimes. But, well, you know, so as mayor, I have to do this to protect my town. I'm really surprised that George didn't say to him, one, you know how she feels about you. Mm-hmm. But two, dude, let me tell you what's going on with me. Like, I'm so surprised that he hasn't mentioned any of this to LaVon. Because if he would say, LaVon, I really like AB and I think she likes me, that would give him a clear path to go talk to Lemon. I was really surprised. It never happened.
I think it had to happen on the girl's side, though, no matter what.
Mm.
I think that'll still be something that comes up, but I think, you know, now that Lemon... Well, here's the thing. At the end of this episode, Lemon and LaVon haven't spoken, so who knows...
Oh, yeah, what's going to happen?
Because George has still proceeded to ask Annabeth on a date. She came around. They're now going to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's going to cause some tension with LaVon and George. Who knows? It shouldn't, because he cares about Lemon. But, I mean, I think that's where the guys kind of have to leave it to the girls in that instance, because it's their friendship, they're super close. The guys can get over something by punching each other in the face and move on.
I know, right? 2 seconds. They don't even think about it. They forget.
But that party seemed very fun, and I loved that Mayor Ganey's wife did not spill the beans that LaVon and Annabeth were not actually together.
Did they really have to say that they were a couple? Couldn't have she just simply said, he's my plus one?
I think they had to, because that was just the only way it would have gone over. I don't know. You know, small towns.
That was a little thin for me, because I was like, come on. Okay, everybody knows that the mayor was dating AB. They broke up, and then she dated Davis. And if I'm not mistaken, Davis was related to Mayor Greeny or something?
Yeah, somehow related.
Somehow related.
Mm-hmm. Nephew,
so
I think.
Now that she and Davis are broken up, now she's going to go back to LaVon, and you didn't know that? I'm like...
I almost think maybe she had to say it, because... What, in this small town, do people go and like just we're just friends, but we're exes? Like, it'd just be weird. It's like, we finally found that we're back in love.
Okay,
so they have to put it on, and then obviously it's a lie because she overhears Annabeth and George blowing up at each other. And I love where Annabeth said, "You know why I like you? It's because I can't like I keep yelling at you. I can't like you know." It was so cute. I love them actually.
All right.
I love them in the episode. Now, I'm not going to say I condone the entire relationship. I'm not on board completely with that, but I thought they were cute in this relationship, in this episode.
As of tomorrow, the next couple of days, I'm going to get tons of comments from people having me eat my words about George and AB. I found their banter entertaining. I think they can go round for round, you know, pound for pound. That's what you need, somebody you can spar with. She can definitely keep it with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can definitely speak to her. Like their whole exchange in the butter stick when he was like, I want to take back my invitation to you for dinner. She was like, what? He's like, so what are you trying to say? Because anybody who asked me, I was crazy. He was like, yes. And she was like, excuse me?
Uh-huh.
Loved it.
I do too.
Love
standing
that.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Love that. Am I on board with the dating part yet?
That's me. I agree with you completely.
Don't know about that
I kind of like where it's going. I like the fun back and forth banter, but I don't know that I'm on board with them like making it last forever. I do love that she's in nursing school now.
I do.
I do love that he's managing people. I mean, give him something else to do, I guess.
Yeah, that legal practice must be really slow.
That's what I'm saying. Well, one lawyer in town.
Right.
He doesn't get enough work. I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
I don't know. He seems to have tons of free time.
Right.
And now he can manage everybody. Now he's managing Meatball, which I didn't realize Meatball even was a singer. Oh, that's right. He used to be in Wade's band sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right.
You know, they all do. They're all jacks of all trades.
Of course.
Too funny.
Of course.
So, I guess we wrap back around now.
As the show always does.
So, Annabeth, she kindly finally talks to Lemon, and she says, you know what? I want you to be happy. I know you love them. So basically gave her approval, which we knew was going to happen. Right. We knew it was going to happen because they're best friends. And Annabeth, of all people, is not one to let that end. I mean, Lemon, on the other hand, who knows how far she'd take it back in the day. But they've both matured, and Annabeth gives her blessing and says, you know what, I don't love him anymore.
And I have to say, as a real true friend, it should have happened. I mean, don't get me wrong, Lemon's methods were completely underhanded and conniving and all that Lemon stuff. But, friends, as long as they've been friends and as like as deep as their friendship goes, that's what you should do. You want your girl to be happy.
Right.
Now, you may not want to see her with your man all up in the face, you know, instantly day two. But sooner or later, you want your girl to be happy. And if it happens to be with someone you used to be with, sometimes that's what friendship is about. I mean, it's a hard pill to swallow. But come on. I mean, actually, AB was kind of playing sloppy seconds anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She doesn't matter. She doesn't care anymore, though. It's not like she's going to be upset seeing Lemon and LaVon together because she has someone she actually likes now.
Yeah.
It's not like she's still in love with them. That'd be a whole different story, and I think that'd be a lot harder to let go of.
Yeah, true.
But all she's going to be doing is walking around going on dates with George. They're just switching. They're switching men.
That's it. That's what happens in a little town.
So Lemon, she's thrilled beyond belief. So excited. You just see the hop in her step. Mm-hmm. She's walking through Bluebell to go to the mayor's house to say, I can love you back. I want to love you back.
Right.
Until she sees
Brick and Alice, which I honestly, she stopped in her steps, and I don't know what I would have. I mean, I was waiting for her to yell, Daddy, or something.
I'm glad she didn't, because I think she has to think. She just does not remember. She went to her mom's house that one time.
Mm-hmm.
She just has to let it happen, I think. And this is something she's got to think about, because she, at this point, really, Brick needs to have this conversation. He's the one that's dealt with it all. And she knows it's going to obviously trickle down. But, man, that is a punch to the gut.
It is a punch to the gut. And what my fear is that, of course, Brick, trying to protect his daughters, will have whatever conversation with Alice and won't mention it to Lemon. But then she'll confront him, and that becomes a big problem between the two of them. Like, you just don't want to see that happen, but he's going to do whatever he needs to do to protect his little girls. He has for the past 15 years. I'm sure he has ever since they've been born. And whatever Alice has to say, he's going to make sure that if she tries to come back into her life, it's going to be on his terms completely.
And then again, this is like feels like rejection again to Lemon.
Yeah.
You know, the poor girl, honestly, like she feels that a lot. So now is she even going to go? Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Easy for her to go to the person she's always talked to about this stuff and the one she's cried to about this stuff, and that's LaVon.
Right.
So who knows how the episode will start off next week. But, I mean, he could be the one she confides in. Or maybe she turns around and she never gets to say what we want her to say.
I hold mine to predictions.
Well, do we have anything else from this episode, actually?
I'd mentioned Hottie Alert already. I mentioned how hot.
Mm-hmm. I also wrote down,
Wade, look,
George is so dang goofy. Sometimes the things he does, like just the way he acts, I'm like, that boy is goofball.
You know, but you gotta love it, though. You gotta love the town attorney who's the biggest goofball in town.
He really is just like a goober.
You have to just love it. I mean, not that he's not a hottie, but he's a different hottie.
Right.
He's a goofball, you know, cute hottie, whereas Wade and, you know, LaVon are different, but
what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Well, let's do one piece of news and gossip.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You'll be a little surprised. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Let me hear it.
Wilson Bethel, a.k.a. Wade Kinsella, turns 30 today, you guys. So we wish you a happy birthday, Wade.
Take your shirt off all day. But that's probably a birthday present to everybody else. But whatever.
It's fine. So, but happy birthday to Wilson
Bethel.
Happy
birthday. That's fantastic.
So pretty cool, right?
30.
He's doing just fine.
He's doing a lot. All the writing he's doing and the other shows. I mean, kudos to you.
Exactly.
Happy birthdays.
Yes. Happy Pisces. So tweet him. Tell him happy birthday. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Prediction time.
Predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You have something. You go first.
I do. I have a couple of predictions. So my first prediction actually is AB and George. AB went over to George's boathouse to tell him that I'm, you know, let's just go for it. The fear is gone. We got to put it aside. I didn't like his response back. His response was, okay, I'll talk to you later. It just seemed as if he was trying to get rid of her.
I almost felt like step up and say, well, you want to go out tomorrow?
That's what I was expecting. Right. I was expecting let's go out tomorrow. I was expecting
let's hang out right now.
Something. Mm-hmm. So when that didn't happen.
Because it was awkward. I think she expected that too.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, okay. I think there's something going on. The obvious thing I can say is I'm thinking George and Tansy, something happened. Everybody was drinking at the party, whatever. I don't know. But I didn't like his reaction to her. I mean, this is supposed to be his, oh my gosh, hallelujah moment. This is what I was waiting for. She tells him what he supposedly wants to hear, and now he's like, all right, I'll talk to you later. So that response, something happened there. And so
really?
I think so. So I think that's going to delay the George and AB story a little bit, or it's going to give it a wrinkle.
I'm hoping that he was caught off guard. I hope that's the case, because otherwise maybe it was just him trying to get the chase and then he got it. I don't see him as that type of guy, though.
I don't know. It just was weird. You know what I mean? It was just a weird interaction after this whole
episode. Yeah, I did expect him to jump up and say, well, let's go out tomorrow night, or you want to hang out here
right
for
now.
A little bit?
That's what I expected. And the other is, I do not expect Lemon to go LaVon. I think this thing with her mom is going to send her into a complete tailspin. I think it's going to make her re-examine herself and who she thinks she is and her past and her future. And I think she might go off the rails a little bit. And I think the only person who's going to be able to bring her back will be LaVon.
Really? And I actually hope, because I think she's going to have to go to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's not going to just walk around alone. Like, I feel like I'm probably similar to Lemon in that instance. Like, no way I'm walking around with that on my shoulders.
Right.
I have to tell someone. And I think it'd be a great twist if it was Zoe.
Yes. I do. I think Zoe's gonna, of course, she's gonna find her way in there, because right now,
besides. But I almost would love for Lemon to go to Zoe to be like, you know what, you don't know all this, or, I don't know, just somehow they bond over this, because Zoe obviously has interacted with Alice in the doctor's office. I just wish Lemon went to her. Maybe she goes to LaVon and ends up getting
Zoe.
Running into Zoe on the way.
Right.
But I really would love to see that.
Well, knowing Zoe. And not realizing everything, she may walk up to Lemon not knowing that Brick hadn't told her everything and say something. And that way, Lemon finds out she knows. Like, I don't know, but of course.
Which might make her even more mad, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not her place to come into Lemon.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not. But Zoe's going to find a way to get in there somehow. But this whole Alice news is, come on, it's a little small town. It's going to shake everybody.
It is, and I can't wait to see what happens. I think it's a great storyline.
I'm like, what? I did not expect that.
I know. I think it's excellent.
It was so good. So good.
Other than that, I think this is just pushing the LaVon Lemon story back a little bit. Because here we go. We've got Wade and Zoe. They're doing just fine.
Right.
We're kind of like calm with them.
Mm-hmm.
These other relationships, there's got to be some drama around it.
And I think that's where the drama. I think for this episode, we see the beginning of the drama between LaVon and Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's George and AB also. I don't think if that's the way it's supposed to be, everybody. I don't know how I feel about that. But if that's the way it's supposed to end up, it ain't going to happen now.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's going to take a couple episodes to untangle that.
Well, unfortunately, we only have four more, you guys.
Four more
episodes. So we will see you next week. And as of now, we have a scheduled special guest.
Yes.
So
yes.
Stay tuned for that. Make sure you tune in next week for all of that. Keep up with the conversation. Hashtag ABTVHOD. And we will talk right back with you.
Yes.
Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TJ Wagging Her Tail. Always up to talk to everybody about Bluebell.
We love it.
Yes.
And y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Southern_Wit. And on my website, ChasingCountry.com. See y'all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.